besoin de rien amener. Occupe-toi d'écouter. Nous, on s'occupe du football puis du hockey.
Tailgate Weekend.
Bienvenue au plus gros tailgate de Montréal!
Ça a été une des meilleures nouvelles chez les Alouettes de Montréal l'été dernier, alors qu'il est revenu dans le nid au stade Percival Molson avec l'organisation. Austin Mack est avec nous. Bien sûr, je réaliserai l'entrevue en anglais et je vais traduire le tout pour vous, chers amis. Hi Austin, it's nice to have you here at BPM Sports. How's it going?
Bonjour guys, good morning. It's great to be here. Things are doing great. You know, me and the family are just trying to stay warm the best we can out here, but we're enjoying it.
Excellent. I'll be translating your answers for listeners here on the show. Austin, how's you're trying to stay warm as everyone does currently in Montreal. how's the off-season training going so far?
It's been really good. We're starting to get back into things. We got a pretty decent amount of time to really build a good base, and so finished the year with a little banged up, so it was good time to relax, get the body healthy, and now we're starting to build a good plan to be ready to go come camp time.
Excellent. I'll just translate for a little minute. J'ai demandé à Austin comment ça allait présentement et son entraînement également dans l'entre-saison. Il dit, on a fini la saison dernière un peu maganée, alors on a pris du temps pour, bien sûr, prendre soin de tout ça. Là, présentement, ça va très, très bien. On recommence à vraiment se remettre dans le bain en vue de la prochaine saison aussi. Puis il dit, ben, comme à peu près tout le monde à Montréal, on essaie de rester au chaud également. Austin, I have before we talk about your very special tournament that you will have in just a few days here in Montreal, let's talk about you're going to see a quarterback change next season with the Montreal Alouettes. You had a very special connection, I believe, with Cody Fajardo, who led you to the Grey Cup as well. And now Davis Alexander is going to take over this offense. How are you feeling about this change?
Oh man, feeling pretty good. You know, just the potential that we have, you know, with Davis at the helm, and we have a really good receiver room. I think with a full camp and a full off season continuity building, man, I think it's gonna be a really explosive team, really explosive offense. So really excited for it. Been building rapport with Davis ever since we found out that decision, and yeah, we're going to try and actually get together here early spring with the receivers before we actually head into camp. So, yeah, we're excited. There's definitely a lot of potential, man. Davis has a cannon, man, so we're definitely excited about it.
Excellent. Well, we're excited about it too as well, but it's never easy to see such a great teammate as Cody Fajardo was leaving the team as well, right?
Oh, 100%, man. Cody was one of my best mates, man, on the team. And to do what we did in 2023, you know, it's hard to explain, man. You know, those bonds will last forever. You know what I mean? And
and
Cody's just such a great guy, great human being. You know, I wish him nothing but the best. And we always stay in contact, but it's just part of the business. And you know, you just kind of have to roll with it at the end of the day. And that's the part of being able to just, you know, enjoy this game. You get to meet great people along your time through multiple teams. And Cody was one of those for me.
Alors, j'ai demandé à Austin Mack, il y a un changement au poste de corps arrière partant chez les Alouettes de Montréal, Davis Alexander, qui sera le corps partant à partir de la saison prochaine. C'est jamais facile de voir un gars comme Cody Fajardo partir, qui était un de ses meilleurs amis sur l'équipe, tout un leader, mais ça fait partie de la business du sport, bien sûr. Et il dit, on est excité de travailler, on a un bon corps de receveurs dans l'équipe. D'ailleurs, on se rejoindra tout le monde ensemble au début du printemps pour commencer à travailler ensemble. Et il dit, on est vraiment excité aussi de commencer à travailler avec Davis Alexander. Il dit un bras canon d'ailleurs, donc ça va être toute une saison pour les Alouettes et on a des grandes attentes également. For you to be back in Montreal in the middle of the season last season, how did it feel? The warm welcome from the crowd, and of course it wasn't the end of the season as you guys expected it, but you're back in Montreal for good for a few years, and I know the people here are happy to have you back as well.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, obviously coming right back was definitely greeted with warm welcomes from the fans, and that was the easiest part. The hardest part was obviously trying to get back into motion with the team and to build that continuity. Like I said, I'm super excited for what's to come because, you know, being able to be here the entire year with the team and with the guys, I think it's going to, you know, be a lot better for me when it comes to expectations and being able to just perform at the highest level possible on the field. So I'm really looking forward to it and can't wait for May, man, already.
Yeah, can't wait for May. But also, you have a very special event coming up, Austin. The brand new pickleball tournament of the Montreal Alouettes. Are you excited about this? Are you a pickleball player? How does it feel? How are you guys are preparing for this?
I'm an athlete, you know, so I'm pretty talented and you know, things I just pick up really, you know, pretty quick. I can't say I'm practicing pickleball every single day. I know Coach Moss is. And there's one goal I got, and that's just to beat Coach Byron and Coach Moss if I ever get to line up against them. All right, outside of that, I'm going to talk a lot of crap with fans, have a great time, and just enjoy it, you know what I mean, and just try and have a great time. But it's going to be really cool, man. Pickleball is a fun game that can really even the playing field, you know, from all ages. It doesn't matter how athletic you are. It's a little skill game, man, and to see how intense, you know, like Coach Moss gets into it. It's just, man, that stuff's fun for me, man. So I'm really excited to just spend that day with the fans, have some fun with the guys here in the off season, and then, you know, continue doing some fun stuff like this throughout the entire year, you know, in the off season while I'm here in Montreal. So.
Of course. Let me translate. J'ai demandé à Austin, bon, on a le tournoi de pickleball des Alouettes qui sont probablement inspirés de BPM Sport. On va aller à la source pour ça. J'ai demandé, je dis, est-ce que tu pratiques le pickleball? Je dis, qu'est-ce qui se passe ce tournoi-là? Et bien sûr, Austin l'a pris à la blague en disant, écoute, je suis un athlète, donc je suis capable quand même de me débrouiller. Je pratique pas le pickleball, mais mon seul objectif, c'est de battre mes coachs, Byron Archambault et Jason Moss, qui eux pratiquent le pickleball, puis d'avoir du plaisir avec les fans. Last question for you, Austin. You played in Ohio State and you had a teammate there, Paris Campbell, that now plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. Are you going to be cheering for the Birds at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, man, shout out to Paris. But you know what's crazy? I'm actually the one person, I've talked to a lot of guys because everybody's on this Eagle train. I'm one of the few people that actually want to witness history and see a three-peat. I'm actually
really,
you know, really amazed in, you know, the consistency, man, the execution. You know, they've consistently lost key players every year and then be able to, you know, find that piece to fill in that gap and still get to this place, man. And the last team to do this was Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and the Niners, man, before my time. You know what I mean? So to be witnessing this, I mean, it's history. And it's just it's motivating, you know? And to be a team with similar chemistry, man, that can get to that big game every single year, I mean, it goes to show that if we stay consistent, stay true to ourselves and our standard, man, that, you know, that's an opportunity. You know what I mean? And so I would love to witness history, but on the hindsight, as well as I played with Paris, man, I played with Saquon Barkley as well, man, with the New York Giants for 2 years.
And, oh, that's very true as well.
And to see that, man, to see the season that, you know, Saquon's been able to have, been able to build for him, and, you know, to go from, you know, a guy that kind of got written off because of the team that he played for to, you know, now he's a 2,000-yard back.
Yep.
So that's always been Saquon, you know what I mean? And we're going to see year in, year out now for the rest of his career, as long as he stays there, you know, probably the premier back of this league, and he's going to get recognized like it, man. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of both. Honestly, I don't care who wins. I just want to watch a competitive game and, man, just, you know, respect greatness and respect, you know, what it takes to even get to that stage, man. So, yeah, that's really my perspective on it.
Austin, it's been a delight to have you for these few minutes. We're going to let you enjoy your Saturday with the family. Thank you so much for these minutes. Can't wait to see you on the field also in May. And we'll talk soon, my friend. Thank you once again.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me. Merci beaucoup. Bonne journée.
À bientôt. Merci. Austin Mac qui dit, c'est vraiment intéressant. Si vous avez capté cette partie-là, il dit, oui, il a joué à Ohio State avec Paris Campbell, mais il a joué aussi pendant 2 ans avec les Giants de New York, avec Saquon Barkley également. Alors, il dit, c'est certain que quand tu vois, par exemple, l'histoire de Saquon Barkley qu'on connaît tous présentement, et Paris Campbell qui était son coéquipier, mais il dit en même temps, moi, de voir gagner les Chiefs, de voir cette constance-là, de voir à quel point on exécute et qu'on a une connexion dans cette équipe-là. Et nous, ça nous inspire également, même chez les Alouettes de Montréal, disent que si on reste aussi vrai à nos valeurs, qu'on continue d'exécuter et d'avoir cette connexion-là ensemble, eh bien, on peut avoir plusieurs championnats de suite également. Il va y avoir le tournoi de Pickleball des Alouettes, le Pickleball des Alouettes de Montréal, qui est soutenu par Beneva, Kia et Mallette, le dimanche 16 février au Club Atwater. C'est de midi à 19h30. Vous allez pouvoir rencontrer, bien sûr, des joueurs des Alouettes, des membres de l'organisation, et 58 places disponibles. C'est 440$ pour une équipe de double. Donc, l'inscription qui est là, et des billets pour des billets de catégorie plus pour la saison régulière en 2025. 5 à 7 exclusifs également, des bouchées, des consommations. Comme on l'a dit, il y a seulement 58 places de disponibles. Vous allez pouvoir rencontrer Jason Moss, Byron Archambault, LP Bourassa, Austin Mack, Marc-Antoine Decoy, Tyrus Beverett, Alexandre Gagné, Sean Thomas Erlington. Donc, manquez pas ça. Le tout, bien sûr, disponible sur le site web des Alouettes de Montréal. Merci à Austin Mack. Il y a Jacob qui nous dit, c'est officiel, je m'achète un jersey de Austin Mack. C'est un très bon entretien. Effectivement, c'était le premier, puis j'espère que c'était pas le dernier.